They don't allow smoking on airplanes anymore, correct? But they allow children. A little fairness with these fucking rules, maybe? Some mother on the plane, well, smoking bothers me.
Well, guess what?
Come over here and let's chat about Junior for a couple of minutes. You know what I mean? I don't feel like I should be, you know, have to put up with kids on a fucking plane. They're your kids. You love them. Great. Keep them near you. Okay? You love them so much, hug them tight. I hate these people think that you want their fucking kids in your life, you know? Go over and bother a stranger, baby. Man over there drawing on the milk carton, mama? Yeah, that guy. Get this. This is true now. Get this. I fly in, and I look out. Every seat next to me empty. Cool. I'm going to sleep. Right, I'm exhausted. All the armrests go up. I lay down. Finally, I get some sleep. Right? And I feel this tapping on my head. And I look up, and there's this little kid. Loose. Someone said it loose. And out of all the things on an airplane that might attract the attention of a little toddling fucking two-year-old, the top of my head beat out all the competition. Fuck Barney the Dinosaur. Put the top of my head on TV. Millions. Little kids will surround the TV, their little saucer eyes unblinking, and all of them just tapping the fucking screen. I don't know what it is about the top of my head. You know, he's just tapping me repeatedly. I look across the aisle at the mom. She's grinning like an idiot, you know. Guy next to the mom. They're so cute when they're that small. Amazing, let your little kid run loose on a plane. Then the kid ran over the emergency exit and started flipping that handle to the door. The guy next to the mom started to get up, and I went, wait a minute. We're about to learn an important lesson. Well, you're right, the smaller he gets, the cuter he is. Kids, they're small. That's enough for me. Stewardess, since we got a breeze in here, can we smoke now? Yeah, but it's fairly well circulated at this point.